This week, while so many people were busy watching trending songs on social media, India was trending on the global platform. And just like Noida Twin Towers, my budget also demolished at the end of the month. Hello, hustlers and binge watchers. My name is Shubham and you're listening to What's Up Finance. I'm here with a weekly wrap-up about the market, the headlines, and to ask you to fund my trip to Paris. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm actually here to take away all your savings, but only to help you invest them. You're wondering how? Well, you'll find it out at the end of this episode. You know, recently I came across something that took me back to the pandemic times. Looking back, I realized there were two types of people who survived the pandemic financially. One, the ones who were on the job and earning. Second, the ones who had planned their finances and saved enough. COVID surely taught us the importance of managing finance, but if you're wondering how to actually do it, you surely need a financial advisor and you need Tabaga. Tabaga helps you save more and invest wisely, basically saving your twin towers of money from demolishing. Well, to know more about us, download the app and the link is mentioned in the description. India shines on the global podium with Lakshman Narasimhan joining the long list of Indian CEOs who are leading top companies across the world. He has been named the CEO of Starbucks, the coffee house that has made drinking coffee an experience. And if you're a regular listener of the podcast, you would know that I also got myself a MacBook just to validate my coffee visits to Starbucks. With the recent announcement of masala chai and becoming more Indian focused, well, this news comes with a little surprise. But now I can only wait to see if they add curd cappuccino and misal croissant to the menu. What more dishes do you think can get added to the Indianized version of Starbucks? Tell us by tweeting us at @tabaga_invest. Last month only we had discussed the Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gum moment of the Ambani family with their succession plans and handing over the business operations to the next generation. And in Reliance's 45th annual general meeting, Mukesh Ambani made it official with Akash and Isha to lead Jio and Reliance Retail respectively and youngest son Anant to take the helm of the new renewable sector energy unit. This is indeed a well-strategized move to avoid disputes like the one he himself got into with his brother Anil Ambani for the want of no will by his father Mr. Dhirubhai Ambani. The 45th AGM had even more surprises than we expected. Being the first annual general meeting to be hosted on Meta, Reliance announced a massive investment of 2 lakh crore in Jio and also paving way for WhatsApp shopping for groceries. Now, if you are discussing grocery list on WhatsApp with your roommate or family member, you might as well just forward it to JioMart for quick shopping. Bengaluru not just changed its name, but also the energy of how the world looked at the Indian startup ecosystem. The Silicon Valley of India is known for several things. The good weather, the crazy traffic. Yes, we all know 1 kilometer is definitely going to take you more than an hour. You can probably just choose to walk. And the Atrangi stories of Autowalas, if you ever get them, the mad rush and more recently the viral story of the job seeker dressed as delivery personnel to deliver his CVs. If acquiring data, logistics, delivery outfit and virality is so simple, then I cannot imagine what's next to come. This viral, slightly humorous incident triggered a big unspoken issue, the issue of identity thefts. As a matter of fact, according to the National Crime Records Bureau, Bengaluru accounted for 72% of total identity theft cases registered across 19 metropolitan cities in India. The next two cities on the list were Kanpur and Surat. Despite being the tech hub of the country, Bangalore is struggling with such identity theft issues at an alarming rate. Now, if I quickly quiz you into answering me, who are world's top 3 richest people? You might say Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos and Bernard Arnault, but no more. Gautam Adani recently replaced Bernard Arnault as the 3rd richest person in the world and actually becoming first Indian Asian to be in that spot. Well, this week has truly been the week of Adanis. First, the big announcement of Adani Enterprise joining the Nifty 50 and then this, him becoming the world's 3rd richest man. While we are sure there were celebrations at the Adani HQ, the conglomerate's stocks were also selling like hotcakes. These big announcements are a shocker as the Indian economy isn't at its best performance while Europe is fading off a big disaster. If nothing more, the Adanis have definitely proven na economy, na dhanda. The main thing is that ki bhaiya, sabse bada rupaiya.
Okay, enough of these conversations around finance and news. Let's now talk about even more interesting topics. Your love life. Oh, wait. No, you don't want to talk about it. Okay, then let's just talk about what Tawaga tribe has been up to. Honestly, we guys are just trying to get hold of our sleep schedule, which by the way, is not a schedule anymore, just a freestyle. And clearly it looks on my script right now because I'm getting to talk about love life and not finance anymore. I hope my writers get good amount of sleep. But other than that, the Tawaga tribe has also been reading The Wisest Owl by Anupam Gupta. This book is for all the people who are aspiring for higher financial goals but constantly struggle with complicated questions surrounding money. If you are also facing the same thing, then this book will answer all your questions using the wisdom of top financial advisors. I'm also an expert. The only difference is I'm an expert in overthinking. Yeah, we are all the same. Well, it's now time to take your leave because this episode is about to end and also because I'm a little hungry now. If you guys have any suggestions or feedback about the podcast, we are waiting for you in the comment section. My name is Shubham and I will see you next week. Till then, keep scrolling and keep investing.